T manager, a local musician, also known as Rabona Boy, says when his account was hacked, it took days before well-wishers helped recover his account. He says the government should provide data security and awareness to South Sudanese about increasing cyber threats in South Sudan.
Last year, my official page was hacked. In the process, I was frustrated because I couldn't, you know, have access to my fund. I also lost some contracts because my page is the only way that I use for advertisement. Most especially with organization and other stuff. The government should offer training. The awareness message must also reach out to a lot of people, not only within the capital of Juba.
Oyet Patrick, a proprietor and CEO of Juba Echo, an online television platform, says he has not been able to retrieve his Facebook account or be in touch with thousands of followers after hackers took control of it. He says the government should invite Meta, the parent company of Facebook and WhatsApp, to open an office in South Sudan and address issues facing online users.
We contacted many groups in South Sudan here who offer IT services, including Safeticom. They could not help us. So it took us about 4 months to recover the page. As we speak now, the page has been taken down again. We're in a very dangerous territory because you are not protected. You are basically on your own. And when things go wrong, nobody is coming to help you.
Amid Victoria, incident manager at Safeticom, a platform created to deal with online cyber safety, says the organization provides awareness for both offline and online users on ways to handle online attacks and cyberbullying. Victoria says most cases of cyber attacks are due to negligence from users of online platforms.
We have been able to reach over 500 individuals in separate cyber safety trainings. Most of the cases we get are people who fall prey to online scams like phishing. People tend to click on links anyhowly, so they introduce viruses, they give away their information by clicking on those links and forwarding verification codes.
Despite the challenges affecting online users in South Sudan, a group of youth innovators in South Sudan are investing in online businesses to draw customers. Majid Faiz, South Sudanese youth innovator and a co-founder of Sahil, a platform that bridges the gap between suppliers and businesses, says he believes online business will flourish in the country.
The main issue, our concern, is security in the country. Even if we establish Sahil, the distributors who are carrying the supplies from one place to another, there's a huge security risk. So they will have to have some compliance with the government, with insurance and so on.
Skopa Swangin is manager of satellite television DSTV in South Sudan. He says the company has survived several online attacks.
Cyber security attack, it has become a business for many individuals or even corporations that there are so much doing that. But in DSTV, we have a full department that regulate and they monitor the cyber attack. It's called Eredo, and that department is mostly monitoring all businesses in terms of cyber attack, and even they give cyber alerts to all operations in case they happen to experience one.
The communications officer at MTN South Sudan, a major telecommunication company offering internet in South Sudan, says they are working to protect online users from hackers. Dennis Lejubo says the fight against hackers is a collective responsibility.
There are quite a number of tools that are used to protect the customers, and for sure, all the customers' information is confidential and protected. We have highly skilled engineers and IT experts who employs certain tools to ensure that there is protection for all the customer information that's coming through.
Robert Arik, a cybersecurity analyst with the South Sudan Incident Response Team, SAT, a national body that deals with online threats, says most cyber attackers in South Sudan target financial institutions. Arik says the government has enacted measures to control the increasing number of online scammers in South Sudan.
The SAT is going to launch, and the SAT is going to require each one of us to do their part, because cyber security is a shared responsibility. It's not us to entirely spread the message. So if I have taught you something today on how to stay safe online, you should also do the same to your family and friends, so that we all have a safer online environment.
As technology advances, the ability of civil society, regulators and government organizations to prevent cyber attacks remains a challenge in South Sudan, where media literacy is very low. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.